So at least there's that. But it's a weird thing how people, they want to hear what they heard before. They want you to play like you played before.
It's fear.
And I don't know whether it's something, some side of human nature.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think people get scared because they get so used to one thing, and they don't want to have their imagination changed. They want to stay. And I understand. Yeah. Hey, look, it's a challenge to keep, you know, listening to music you've never heard. It is a challenge. I mean, as a DJ myself, it's tough.
I know. I mean, but fortunately, because let's face it, I'm a very marginal musician, but the marginal audience that I have is fortunately big enough and enthusiastic and passionate enough about hearing new music that we're able to survive, and a lot of us are able to survive and play our music.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless them all, and all of the listeners. I know, I really give you my deepest thanks, because without you, I'm out of work. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, as I would say to you, don't thank me. Keep recording, because it keeps me busy. It keeps me, quote unquote, into a job.
But I grew up like that,
yeah.
Tom.
Because
are you kidding? When I heard "Love Supreme" in 1960, it was done in 64, came out in 65 in Europe. I heard "Love Supreme." I had no idea what he was doing.
Right.
And I'd been listening to Coltrane for 5 years already. All of a sudden, I hear this man that I love, adore. I mean, he was a hero. He still is a hero to me.
Yeah.
And he's playing music. I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
What is he doing? You know? I was like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to, I was in a state of, not shock, but like confusion.
Yeah, euphoria almost.
And I had to listen to the record every day for 9 months before I finally twigged on to what he was doing.
Yeah.
It took me 9 months of listening to it just
to figure it out.
Suddenly one day, oh God, that's it.
Mm, wow.
You know, but the thing is, when you get it, it's like you have the most deep satisfaction.
Gratifying.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, if you hear something simple, you know, and you enjoy it, you know, and it's you get a satisfaction. But when you work at something, all of a sudden, it's a discovery.
Yeah.
You discover a world that you didn't know existed. And is just marvelous. And this is one of the marvelous things about music, is you can discover dimensions, not just like little things that have a nice taste.
Mm-hmm.
You got dimensions on worlds and feelings and emotions you didn't even know you had.
Oh yeah.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Hi, this is John McLaughlin, and you're listening to the Gaglio Archives.
Bani 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 b
John McLaughlin's Industrial Zen. That was the track called Mother Nature, featuring Tony Gray and Shankar Mahadevan. Prior to that, we heard from the Lost Trident Sessions, where the track Trilogy, Part 1, The Sunlit Path, Part 2, La Mer de la Mer, and Part 3, Tomorrow's Story, Not the Same, released in 1999 on the Columbia Legacy record label. And in the set there, we also heard the opening cutoff, Industrial Zen, from the Universal Records label. We heard the track For Jocko, featuring Bill Evans, excellent bassist Hadrian Farraud, our good friend Gary Husband, and Mark Mondesar. John McLaughlin, that is just part one, friends. You will hear part two next Saturday night at 11 o'clock. Thanks for all the excellent telephone calls. I'm going to say hi to Bruno, listening to us in Lima, Peru. Also, Jamie in Waterloo, Ontario. Billy Sear down in Washington Township. Ronnie out in ATCO. Also to Bill, listening to us in Southampton, New Jersey, a Big Ma Vishnu fan. Also to Derek, listening to us in San Francisco. David, tuned in Cincinnati, Ohio, listening through Z889.org. Also Athena, listening to us in Seattle. Also to Ida Cozy, listening to us in beautiful Maryland. Also special hello to Steve and the Poker Crew in Old City, Philadelphia, Big Ma Vishnu fans. Once again, a special thanks to Shovik, who made it all happen. On the other side of this, a band that's number 2 on our weekly top 20. Stay tuned.